Kirby, what is the Land Use Knowledge Network?
The Land Use Knowledge Network was established as part of the Alberta Land Use Framework, which identified the need to have a mechanism in place to support and facilitate effective information and knowledge sharing to support planning and decision making and land use management issues. And so the Alberta government, as part of the Land Use Knowledge Framework, put forth an RFP that the Foothills Research Institute bid on to create the Land Use Knowledge Network. And that was put in place at the beginning of the fiscal year, which would be April 1st in 2011. And so the Land Use Knowledge Network has a couple of priorities. One is to link with the many existing networks and associations and individuals who are involved in land use management in the province in a collaborative way, and also to provide a mechanism by which information and knowledge can be shared. And much of that is going to be done through our website, which is the landusekn.ca.
Now, the Foothills Research Institute, which is running all of this, perhaps you could explain a little bit about its history.
The Foothills Research Institute is one of the hidden secrets of, in my mind, some really innovative activities that are happening in the province. It's been around for about 20 years. Initially came out of the Model Forest programs, but has dramatically expanded its role now, so it's much beyond just looking at the landscape in the Foothills area, to do a whole range of research projects related to integrated land use management. And FRI, or Foothills Research Institute, has a very innovative model where they work very, very closely with not only researchers, but policymakers and government, and also industry land managers. And their work is an approach where they work collaboratively to set the research priorities and then work on those in close collaboration with, in particular, the industry side. So by the time that their work comes to fruition, there's a strong appetite to be able to move on some of the findings and to be able to integrate the new knowledge into practice.
And who is funding this?
At present, the Knowledge Network is being funded from a grant from Sustainable Resource Development, the Alberta Ministry. But over time, there's an expectation that the network is going to be sustainable on its own. And so there'll be a number of revenue generation models put in place over the next few years to be able to maintain the network without full government support.
Well, the Land Use Knowledge Network has just launched a new website. Tell me a little bit about the website. What are people going to find on this?
The design of the network is based on our understanding of something that we call wicked problems. And wicked problems are problems that are different than the normal types of challenges we face in many of our organizations, in that they're difficult to understand because of the many elements that are part of them. And as well, it's difficult even to find simple solutions just because of the complexity that's embedded in the problems. So one of the critical pieces in that is to be able to provide a mechanism to access high-quality information and knowledge to be able to help people as they start to try and both formulate the problems and to work on those. And so our website is designed in ways to be able to support that. So the approach we've taken is to try and make our site both topical, in that it's going to have regular themes that we're going to be looking at that will feature up-to-date information, video feeds, podcasts, all sorts of information that will be in a topical area that will encourage people to come back to the website on a regular basis to be able to see some of the new information that's there, plus a way to drill down to be able to look at finding high-quality knowledge that we've created or we've linked to that be a one source to be able to provide decision-makers with the knowledge that they need to be able to move forward on some of the challenges that they face. And the key part of the Land Use Knowledge Network is we want to make it a vibrant place where it's always changing and always growing, so there's a reason that people would obviously want to go back to be able to look at it.
Well, is this focusing just on environmental concerns?
Obviously, in the land use framework, the environment was a priority, but they also made a strong point that when you look at land use management, it's a blend of not only environmental but social and community issues as well as economic issues. And to really make this work, there has to be an integration between the three of those pieces. So no, it's not just an environmental site, but it's obviously going to have environmental elements as well. But it involves the social and the economic side, as we say, in particular, too.
Well, give me an example.
There are a couple of quick examples. One is the Foothills Research Institute just last week had their first Caribou Symposium, where they brought together researchers, policymakers, and land managers to look at the challenges that we're having related to sustainability of caribou in the province. And we had probably 10 to 12 presentations from researchers, and as well a whole range of presentations on different initiatives that are in place. So our role, as in addition to facilitating that, to encourage the discussion to occur, we've taped all those presentations, and those presentations will be up within the next couple of weeks on the Land Use Knowledge Network site, so people will be able to look at some of the really interesting research that's been done on caribou, and to recognize the deep challenge that we face in the province to be able to meet the obligation that we've set to be able to sustain those herds. So there would be one example where we want to play a critical role in not only helping facilitate the discussions, but then to make that information available to people who are interested in caribou. That would be a one source that we would have on the Land Use Knowledge Network.
Any other examples?
Well, another one that we'll be working on the next while, we'll be working with the Community Planners of Alberta. And they've got an interesting priority that they've identified about accessible housing in rural communities. And so, in addition to highlighting a number of the case studies, we see some real innovations among Alberta communities around how they're dealing with affordable housing. We're going to be doing some work to try and create a larger think piece related to what are some of the options that rural Alberta communities can have when they're looking at some of their housing challenges. So our role, again, is not to tell people what to do, but to be able to present a range of well-thought-through information and knowledge to be able to help them make some of those decisions. And we'll be working on that, obviously, in the next few months moving forward.
Do you have partnerships with other similar organizations? I'm thinking of the Alberta Biodiversity Monitoring Institute. They have quite an extensive website that also is trying to get this sort of information out to the public and to decision makers.
The goal of the Land Use Knowledge Network is to work collaboratively. So we're in the midst now of establishing as many different relationships as possible. And in some of those cases where we're dealing with organizations who already have a really well-founded website and are doing a lot of this work, our goal will be to be able to link to them and to make sure that we're mutually supporting the ability for people to have access to that information, and sometimes just creating an awareness that it's there. In other ways, we want to be able to work more directly with organizations that haven't got a Benetic website yet, and actually be able to provide support to them in hosting, because we've built the website on a pretty robust model that allows us to be able to provide that support to other organizations. Critical thing for us, though, is that we want to work in a collaborative fashion. There's no need for it to be a competitive piece. There's lots of really, really good work occurring in the province related to land management in a variety of different areas of focus. So our job, as much as possible, is to be able to link those people together to encourage better integration and hopefully more collaboration in the future.
With the information that people will find here, is it on the science-based side, or is it more on the kind of government PR side?
It's certainly not a public relations piece. Our goal is not only to provide access to the science, but we see the critical piece is to be able to move science into practice. And that often is a translation piece. So what does it take for someone, for example, who's dealing with municipal land use issues in a small town to be able to make the right decisions related to be able to support the development of their housing program? So we want to eventually be able to ensure that the knowledge that they need is what they're going to be able to find on the site. So it's going to be very much based on good science and evidence, but it's going to be presented in a way that's useful for the end decision maker. So there's a critical translation or knowledge transfer piece that has to be in place there to be able to move that high-quality science into practice.
Who do you expect to be using this website?
It's a public site. As we move forward, the site's going to have kind of two levels. We're going to be encouraging as many people as possible to become registered on the site, and that will allow us to be able to provide them with regular advisory emails, newsletters, and things like that will be able to come directly to them. But we see it as being able to support the wide spectrum of people who are involved in land use management, whether that's a researcher, policymaker working in government at all levels, and as well practitioners who are involved in the end decision making, whether that's from industry, non-government organizations, municipal organizations. So it's a whole array of people who end up making the decisions related to land use management. The site's hopefully going to be able to support all of those interests.
And what's the web address?
Web address is landusekn, one word, .ca.
Great. Well, thank you very much. I wish you well with it.
Thank you.